1991. We're going back 26 years now. They had gotten him from the Red Sox. He was a hot prospect, but I didn't know much about him. I just knew he was a hot prospect. I was at spring training before they started playing games. And I'm sitting there talking to one of my colleagues that I worked with at the time. And I did that every year for a lot of years. I went to spring training and before they got started. And I hear this guy in the batting cage. I start to hear this whack, whack, whack. And like every ball was on the meat of the bat. I never heard anything like that.
You're talking like BP?
BP, yeah.
Okay.
And you've been around a lot of batting practices. Yeah. And you can tell the difference between the guys who are really good and the guys who, you know, they'll miss the ball and you'll hear that little when he just barely misses and stuff.
You know who the best batting practice hitter I've ever seen was? Adam Dunn.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, if the ball's not moving around on him, like if it's just thrown up there, I mean, he was just so big and strong. I mean, it made that noise, like the noise, like a gunshot.
Yeah, but this was every single swing. Yeah. And it was amazing. And I go over and I ask somebody, who the hell's that? And go, oh, that's Jeff Bagwell. And so I go over and I'm actually mesmerized by batting practice for
this
the first time in my life.
Before his rookie season?
Before his rookie season. And he's putting the ball everywhere. He's putting it in the gaps. He's putting it in the outfield. And he never missed a single ball. And it just, you could hear it crack throughout the whole place. And after that, I'm like, man, this guy's going to be good. And it was just, it's something I've never forgotten because I just don't ever remember that happening before. And it'd be really cool if he got in the Hall of Fame and I can look back and say, man, I remember seeing that guy in batting practice before he won the NL Rookie of the Year and thinking, dude, he's going to be good.
Yeah.
And he's my favorite Astro of all time. And there's a lot of things that I loved about the guy. And it's kind of, I mean, no disrespect to Craig Biggio. He was never the best player on that team. It was year in, year out. Bagwell was the one who carried that team.
I've taken my share of grief for this opinion, but I stand by it. When Craig Biggio got in the Hall of Fame, I thought it was ridiculous. Because, A, the fact that he got in before Jeff Bagwell is absurd.
That bothers me to this day.
Because one of those guys was one of the best players in the league for a good stretch of time. The other one was a guy who had a really nice long career.